Mr. Jelly's Business. Written by Arthur Upfield and read by Peter Hosking. I give in to the "oh, my poor brother" fools when dealing with lesser criminals, because stealing and like offences are the result largely of environment. But as I have said, if a man or a woman is a potential killer, either or both can be detected by physical abnormalities. So that, assuming you were branded as God branded Cain before and not after he killed Abel, as many people think, you should be put away before you cut my throat. Not after. Because when my throat has been cut, it can never again be uncut. But the difficulty would be in setting up the authority in the first place, and in the second place, the examination of the people, Boney objected. I realize that, Mr. Jelly agreed thoughtfully. Still, the fact remains that many murderers should never have been allowed outside a lunatic asylum. Nonning and Flynn, Wells and Mann were mentally unbalanced. I visited Wells and Nonning in jail and found the Lombrosian brand on them. Wilde, the burglar, was sane, but he was branded too. Like many criminals, his final crime was the culmination of a life of crime. You do not believe in the death penalty? Asked Boney quickly. Mr. Jelly's grey eyebrows became one straight bar. He said sternly, Every right-minded man must believe in the extinction of killers. The death sentence is a tremendous deterrent. It bulks large in the mind of a man who would like to kill or who regards killing lightly, but himself fears death. No punishment would ever stop the subnormal or the abnormal, but abolish the death penalty and murders committed by sane men will increase mightily. No, what I think is that many murders need never have happened at all. I believe that penal control should be exercised over potential killers who have once come into a prison to serve a sentence for a lesser crime. Mr. Jelly was now fingering idly the empty picture frame. He talked on and on about his killers, interesting Boney with his wonderful memory of their trials, with, now and then, grim allusion to the manner in which it was reported that they died. Presently the detective's mind was jolted back to his business at Burracoppin. Yes, I am sure poor Loftus was murdered, Mr. Jelly was saying. He would not have disappeared voluntarily. I have got my own ideas, of course. It will all come out some day. Someone will find him under a stone or in a hole. I am a great believer in the saying, murder will out, and I am going to put the picture of Loftus's killer in this frame after he is hanged. Poor old Loftus. He didn't ever do anyone a bad turn. Yes, Boney was extremely interested in Mr. Jelly. He thoroughly enjoyed his visit at the farm, and when he and Hurley reached the Rabbit Department depot, he said as much. "I'm glad you enjoyed yourself," Hurley said with a yawn. "I did. Thank you."